You know what I saw today? Speaking of stupid goyim, you know what I saw today? And I actually couldn't believe it. I was on YouTube. I was eating a pizza in my car. Don't ask me. I was eating a pizza in my car in the parking lot, and I was looking for something to watch on YouTube while I was hanging out, chilling, eating a pizza, watching YouTube, and something came up in my recommended feed. I just want to throw this out there because it's just on the top of my mind here. It's at the front of my mind. And I saw a video from John Doyle pop up. John Doyle, who is supposed to be my pro-Israel stand-in at The Blaze. He's this YouTuber who basically fell off. He's like a serial Trump glazer, plan-trusting sycophant. And they brought him on at The Blaze to do a show, and he's supposed to basically be a goyish version of Nick Fuentes, a goyish version of me that is going to suck Israel and suck Trump and be a plan-truster and all that. And that's who he is, if you don't know. And I'm watching this show, and it's from 2 weeks ago, so it's a little dated, but he's talking about the Skydance Paramount acquisition of Warner Brothers, which we've covered on the show a great deal. As you know, Larry Ellison and his son David, they have been making this huge push to create a giant media conglomerate, which now encompasses David Ellison's company Skydance, the Paramount media conglomerate, which includes CBS, CBS News, Paramount Plus, Paramount Pictures, a number of other things. They recently outbid Netflix for Warner Brothers Studios, which is Warner Brothers Studios, Discovery Channel, CNN, HBO, HBO Max, and a number of other properties on top of that as well. And that is in addition to their acquisition of TikTok through the Trump administration, which we just learned today, the Trump administration gets a $10 billion fee for brokering the deal, which is a nice little fact. And anyway, we've talked a lot on the show about how it's very obvious what this is. This is a coup. This is a coup in the media. And the Zionist Jews, like Larry Ellison, who is a billionaire oligarch, you could argue he's like a super billionaire. It's not even fair to call him a billionaire. He's like a mega billionaire. Because you've got billionaires like Larry Ellison, who his net worth has topped out at like $250 billion at one point in time. And then you've got billionaires like Trump, and they got $3 billion. So someone like Larry Ellison, at one time, he's almost 100 times more wealthy than Trump. For every dollar that Trump has, and Trump has skyscrapers with his name on it, and he's got an airplane, Larry Ellison has $100 for every $1 that Trump has. Trump is 1% as wealthy. So they're in another category. And they use their influence as Jews, guys like Larry Ellison, to help Israel. So he's building this media conglomerate. This is a form of warfare. This is a form of public diplomacy to build it out so that, for example, they can do things like at CBS News. So Ellison backs his son's acquisition of Paramount. And by the way, who runs Paramount? It is Sherry Redstone. Sherry Redstone, daughter of Sumner Redstone, the Jewish gangster, the Jewish bootlegger that founded CBS. And Sherry Redstone is a super Zionist. She's a super Zionist Jew. Just Google her. Google Sherry Redstone anti-Semitism. And you'll find she's given talks, and she talks about how we here at Paramount, at CBS, we use our influence to tell Jewish stories, to tell stories about anti-Semitism, to tell stories about hatred and bigotry. Like, that's who it is. So she sells it to the Ellisons because they'll take good care of it for Israel. And what do the Ellisons do at CBS? Well, they bring in Barry Weiss to be the editor. And Barry Weiss, as you now know, was literally groomed by Israel for this job. And people say, well, what does that mean? When you say she was groomed by Israel, what do you mean? I mean, Barry Weiss is a Jew. She goes to Columbia. Well, actually, she graduates high school. She goes to Israel and she does some fellowship program there. And she writes back home, I've discovered my Jewish identity and how important Israel is. Then she goes to Colombia, where she starts the David Project, named after, you know, King David of the Jewish Bible. And the David Project, its mission is to hunt down and get fired any professor that criticizes Israel on campus. And so she starts this big campus activist group against anyone that's anti-Israel in their Middle Eastern Studies department. She graduates. She goes back to Israel, studies under Yoram Hazony at his Herzl Institute. He trains her how to write op-eds, how to do propaganda. She comes back to the States. She gets hired by Bret Stephens, a Zionist Jewish neocon who's at the Wall Street Journal, owned by Rupert Murdoch. He comes from Jerusalem Post. He takes her to the New York Times. Then she starts the Free Press with money from Joe Lonsdale, from Peter Thiel, from Andreessen Horowitz, all the Israel-infiltrated tech companies. And it is at the Free Press where Larry Ellison buys her out for $150 million and makes her the editor-in-chief of one of the big three networks in the United States of America. That's what they do. That's how they do it. She was trained. Bret Stephens was put in place. Okay, Lonsdale at Founders Fund and Andreessen Horowitz, all the people that gave her money, they were put in place. Larry Ellison was put in place. All these pieces were put into place so that CBS would not criticize the pro-Israel Trump administration, so that 60 Minutes would suppress criticism of Trump, so that CBS News would generate news articles that shit on the Palestinians and Hamas and defend Israel all the time. Okay, anyway, this is a situation. I've talked about it many times, hence my Stanford hoodie. I see John Doyle do a show discussing this, and he says, well, this is based. He goes, this is based. Larry Ellison taking over the media is based. He says, because Larry Ellison is an ally of Trump. Larry Ellison is a donor to the Republicans and a friend of Trump. He goes, Netflix, which was trying to acquire Warner Brothers, is woke liberal Democrat. Larry Ellison is a based Trump Republican. So if we can deny the liberal Democrats at Netflix, which have a contract with the Obamas and everything else, and we can give it to the Ellisons, who are Republicans, you know, then that's based, he says. That's a victory. We won. And like, I saw that. And if you are red-pilled, you realize how delusional that is. It's just delusional. You're literally goodest goy. You are literally the goodest goy for the Jews. Like, what else do you call that? What is Barry Weiss? What is Larry Ellison? What is Bret Stephens? What is Yoram Hazony? Joe Lonsdale? They are partisans for Israel. They fucking hate America. They are indifferent to America. They do not care about America. They are loyal to Israel. They are Jew first, Israel first. They're loyal to their own tribe. And they have conspired. That's what a conspiracy is. They have worked together in secret to help each other ascend the power structure in America so that they can help their nation, the Jewish nation. And I don't mean Israel. I mean the transnational Jewish community, of which Israel is kind of the dual capital of world Jewry. New York and Israel are the dual capitals of world Jewry is a good way to think about it. And a guy like Doyle, and really every Republican is falling for this, It's that kind of thinking, that our real enemy is the left. Our real enemy is the Democrats. And this is the same story that has played out in all these institutions, like at Harvard. People thought we won this great victory when there was all this pressure against Harvard University back in 2023, 24, and 25. And people said, we got the president of Harvard, who was, I think, a black woman. I don't know if she was a lesbian. Her name was Claudine Gay. It was a little confusing. I always thought she was a lesbian because her name was Gay, if I'm being perfectly honest. And they said, well, we got this black DEI hire fired And so that means that woke and DEI are dead at Harvard. But who did they replace her with? They replaced her with a Jewish doctor named Alan Greenberg, I think. Some such name like that. Alan Garberg. It's something like that. Literally a Jewish doctor. This is what is happening in the media. This is what is happening in academia. This is what is happening throughout the Trump administration, the State Department, DHS, Department of Education. This is what is happening in all of the institutions. And you have people at the ground level, white people, Christians, American patriots, American nationalists, and they see every Republican victory as their own, or rather, they see every Democrat defeat as a victory for themselves. But these are not identical, okay? A Democrat defeat is not necessarily a victory for the people. And a victory for the Republicans is not necessarily a victory for the people. That's why you have to parse these things out. And that's why I'm so fond of looking at this administration, whether it's immigration, whether it's the war in Iran, whether it's their brokered exchange of TikTok, the deal with Warner Brothers, which was overseen actually by the DOJ, by Pam Bondi. And you have to parse these things out and ask yourself, who's really winning here? Who's up? After all of the events of the past 10 years, who's up? Who has actually gained something? Who has profited? And it's not us. And I see that sort of thing, and I think this is just so shameless. Shameless, irresponsible, ignorant. What is even the counter argument? I see this kind of rhetoric coming from Trump supporters, and it's a combination of pity and disdain. I think about this guy like Andrew Isker. He's a Christian nationalist. I saw him on Twitter today. He's a big endomorphic, jolly, fat guy and a Protestant. And he posts on Twitter today, there's all these people in the Oval Office wearing cowboy hats, and they're talking about cowboy hats. And he goes, the Trump administration should make every foreign dignitary wear a cowboy hat and kiss the Washington Monument. You know, like how Israel makes people kiss the wall. And you go, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, we're at a war with Iran. The Jews control the media because Trump facilitated that deal with TikTok and with Warner Brothers. People that have criticized Israel on Twitter are not being permitted into the United States, and you're playing with your little dollies. You're saying, what if the Trump dolly wore a cowboy hat and said, hey, you need to wear a cowboy? Like, you're playing with dollies. You're fantasizing. You are literally in a fantasy world. You are dreaming. It's like Inception. You know, who are you to say who's sleeping and who's awake? It's like the other month, the same guy who I'm talking about, I replied to him a couple of days ago. He said in January, he goes, all these Trump critics are dreaming of a scenario where there's no deportations and we're at war with Iran. I replied to him the other day. I said, who's dreaming, actually? Who's dreaming? 2 months ago, you said we were delusional for saying that we're not benefiting from any of this. It has now come to pass. It is undeniable. It is not debatable. It is not ambiguous. Everything you have said was a delusion has now come to pass, is now reality. Who was dreaming? Who's fantasizing? Who's playing with dollies? Who's living in another reality? It's you people. And I'm sitting here wondering, what's the rebuttal? You're cheering on the acquisition of the whole media by a Jewish partisan, Friends for Israel benefactor, Friends of the IDF donor. Netanyahu vacations on his private island, hired Barry Weiss to run CBS. You think this is good for conservatives? How do you, and then you realize, oh, they know. I think a lot of these people know. And I think they think that, like, Israel's on our side. They really believe, in a roundabout way. This is what is so disgusting. So many of these people, maybe we think that they just are not coming to their senses. They took the blue pill. All these people started out red-pilled. And they have been slowly led step by step back in the opposite direction, back towards the blue pill. And now they unironically believe, you ready for this? This is the kicker. They unironically believe Israel is our greatest ally. They really, when they see Larry Ellison take over Warner Brothers, these cucks, okay, these disgusting, pitiable cucks, watching in the chair, watching their country get fucked in the chair in the corner, they're cheering it on. Why? Why are they cheering on Larry Ellison, friend of the IDF, taking over our media? Because they think he's our closest ally. They really believe that Jewish civilization, as expressed by Jewish nationalists like Yoram Hazony, Jewish nationalists like Zev Jabotinsky once upon a time, as expressed by people like this, is actually our true closest ally, that we have this deep ideological kinship and affinity. And it goes something like this. We're in this fight against the left. The left is nihilistic and a death cult. And the only way to beat the left is to look for any institutional ally. Oh, look, there are these religious Jews fighting for their nation. They're nationalists. Masculine IDF members. So cool. They're so tough. And they go, these guys, they're going to help us beat the left. They're going to fight and take our country back for us. Stephen Miller and Joe Lonsdale and Larry Ellison. These are the bear Jews. These are the Jewish Ubermensch that are going to save Western civilization together. That's what they believe. How disgusting is that? You have people, they, on some level, they know all the relevant facts. Like, they were all fellow travelers. They were all part of the Groyper explosion, okay? They were all there, many of them, not all, but many of them. They were there on 4chan. They were on the forums. They were on right-wing Twitter. They know all this stuff, but they have been blue-pilled, and they now believe Israel is actually our closest ally. Because they're going to help us defeat the left. They're going to help us defeat Obama and George Soros and whatever. And I can't imagine anything more cucked than that. This is why I always exhort everybody to take your own side. Okay, it's a pity that both of them can't lose. It's a pity that the non-whites and globalist leftist types that are raping the country, and the Jews, which help the left all the time, but they've infiltrated our country for Israel's national interest. It's a shame they both can't lose. That's our job, is to make them both lose. So I'm situated as the third option. You don't have to be left-wing. You don't have to be a left-wing psycho that thinks men can become women. You don't have to be a left-wing psycho that thinks we don't have a problem with black people committing all the crime on public transit or elsewhere. You don't have to be a left-wing anti-white open border zealot. And just because you're not those things doesn't mean you have to be a GOP sycophant either, defending a war with Iran in the same room as Laura Loomer and Mark Levin. All this crass and cruel and disgusting shit that we see from Republican slot merchants, you don't have to be a part of that either. You don't have to be a part of these sick edits they're making about killing Iranians in a war for greater Israel to bring about the end times because of some dispensationalist theology. There is a third way. There is a third way in the middle. It's called America First. It's called being a Groyper. Not Muslims, not Jews, not non-white immigrants, not Jewish oligarchs. Seeing the connection between both of them, seeing how reciprocally they help each other. Democrats and Republicans are a uniparty. World Jewry is extremely liberal and also extremely pro-Israel. Jonathan Greenblatt and Ben Shapiro can both agree that they support Israel and they want to police anti-Semitism in America and they want to suppress racist, nativist, anti-immigrant sentiment in America. They're in sync, a conservative Republican, Trump-voting Jew, and an Obama alum, Democrat, liberal Jew. They can both agree on both of those things, ADL and ZOA. They might get in a fight at the WJC, but in the end, they're pushing in the same direction. And that is the kind of fusionist thinking that we need to have. I know it's sticky. I know Republican voting is very sticky. Whoa, but the Democrats, but liberals, but Obama. I know it's very sticky. It's hard to get away from it. But this is the kind of fusionist mindset that we need. And maybe you attract some people that would identify as left or liberal. I know you're not going to get all of them. I know there are some dyed-in-the-wool leftists that want us dead. I know that better than anybody. They tried to kill me. So there's no love lost. But certainly there are some sensible liberals. They want affordable health care. They know there's a problem with crime. They know we can't have open borders. And I can see even they are tired of anti-whiteness. And certainly every conservative should be with us. Every conservative, except for maybe Ted Cruz and his ilk and all the Jews that vote Republican. And that's the fusionist third option that we need to foster. Make them both lose. 26, we're making the Republicans lose. 28, we're making both sides lose. 26, Republicans, because they have the executive power, they need to be slowed down and shut down because they work for Israel. 28, we need someone to run in one of the primaries. I think Republican, but that needs to make both sides lose. That's the course. I see this kind of stuff from these Republican slot merchants. They're literally cheering it on. Woohoo, Larry Ellison controls the largest media conglomerate. That's a win for Republicans. Why? Because they're going to make another movie about naval battles. Don't get me wrong. I love that stuff too. Bigger picture, fucktard. Bigger picture. I know you're playing with your dollies. I know your dad left, pussy. I know you're deeply emotionally stunted because your dad wasn't masculine or something and left you. So you have this weird, nostalgic, sentimental, emotional mindset about all of this. I want movies where my dad doesn't leave. It's like, put that aside. We can make movies after we win. For now, we need to stop this agenda. But that is their mindset. They're like, Larry Ellison took over. And Barry Weiss took over at CBS. Now they're going to give us some center-right reporting. It's a step in the right direction. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Barry Weiss is going to bring on Meghan McCain? You're based CBS News, by the way. Barry Weiss is going to hold the debate between Ben Shapiro and some left-wing Jew? Holy based! I can't handle all the winning. What are they going to do next? They're going to take over fake news CNN. And who are they going to hire there? Sean Hannity? What are they going to hire there? Rufo and Lopez? Oh, boy. Fuck that. Fuck Barry Weiss. All my niggas hate Barry Weiss. Fuck that bitch. That is not, she's not our guy, idiot. Okay, and neither is Larry Ellison. Fuck him. But that's how I feel. Not to get too, it is casual Friday, but not to get too vulgar. A lot of people don't love the language, but sometimes you got to pop off. It's like, if you're simping for Barry Weiss, I don't even want to know you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to know you. You are a Jew shill. We have a word for this, I'm not going to say it. It contains a slur. I don't know that we want to go that far, but I literally can't even believe what I'm hearing. I see Patrick Casey. He goes, Tucker Carlson is smuggling Islam into the right. Islam? Smuggling Islam into the right? You sound like Horowitz. You literally were a neo-Nazi. Now you sound like Daniel Horowitz or David Horowitz, whatever his name is. You literally became David Horowitz, you fucking idiot, you fucking race traitor, you disgrace to the Irish, you disgrace to the Irish race. He goes, Tucker is smuggling Islam into the GOP. Do you hear yourself? What the hell happened to you? What happened to all of you? I didn't change. You changed. You took the blue pill because you wanted the meatloaf. You wanted the steak. You wanted your holographic meatloaf. Steak still tastes like steak in the Matrix. That's what happened. So I hear some of this stuff. I know you, maybe all of you don't know all of these players, but these are all people that I have known at one time or another. Relatively young people, people in my demographic cohort, came up around the same time when Trump ran initially, and were all radical right-wing people, and then one by one became assimilated into movement conservatism. Trying to get a job at Chronicles, trying to get a job at The Blaze, angling for a job at some other conservative magazine or publication. And so they said, you know, these people that don't like Israel, there's something wrong with them. And maybe that's true for a lot of us, but we're not wrong about this. You know, if you're saying that Tucker is smuggling Islam into the right, You're literally a cheerleader. You're literally doing tricks on it. You are giggling and slipping it back in, reverse cowgirl style, with Larry Ellison taking over the media on behalf of Israel. You're in the cuck chair. The Jews are buying the media. Barry Weiss runs CBS News. She's like, could not be a more obvious Yenta, could not be a more obvious Yenta partisan for Israel. And you're in the cuck chair watching this all go down going, yeah, let's go. Republicans won. More anti-Semites deported. Let's go. NatCon in Jerusalem. That'll trigger those anti-Semites. It's like, what the fuck happened to you? What happened to you? It's the same feeling you get when someone you know becomes transgender. It's like, I don't even know who the fuck you are anymore. I don't even know who you are. What the hell happened to you? I know a couple of people that happened to. But anyway. So I saw those takes today and I'm like, I'm at a loss for words. I don't know how that even happens to a person. You think you know people. We're all involved in this struggle. United as one, pointed in one direction, total American victory, total Aryan victory. And then you wake up one morning and they're working for the fucking enemy. I've never seen anything like it in my entire life. But this, it teaches you things. Being in a struggle like this, it teaches you things about people, I guess. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. I saw that show. I saw that tweet. I see this Andrew Isker guy, and I'm like, what happened? Like, these people need to be called out. They need to be called out, and they need to be ritualistically humiliated, basically. You think Israel's our closest ally. Go ahead, say it. You believe it. Go ahead and say it. Don't tell me, don't give me this. Well, I'm not obsessed with, you're cheering on Barry Weiss running CBS News. You believe Israel is our closest ally. So just spit it out and say it. You know, you're so unashamed. You're so unabashed about your new worldview, your new beliefs. Just say it with your chest then.